What's up, people? I am Spike Lou. It's a brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. We are giving you a review of festival season, let you know what to look out for, what kind of festivals we like, and what we could do to make festival season a little better. Coming off of Yeezy's performance at Coachella, we figured it's the perfect time to talk about it. Also, we get into a couple other things like Meek Mill and his IG, Time not having any hip-hop artist, Dave East and his hating comments, and also Nicki Change management. We're going to get into all of that on the latest episode of the On Deck TV podcast on the Realville Media Network at realvillemedia.com.
Absolutely, man. Check out the other podcasts on realvillemedia.com. That's Full Sport Press. Shout out Big Jeff. Shout out J-Hove. Shout out How Weezy. They gave us a mock draft of the upcoming NFL draft this weekend. Check out that episode. Also, Fresh for Dummies podcast. Me and my homie J-Hove, every 1st and 15th, get your fashion fix and pay close attention to our social medias, man, all right? At On Deck TV podcast, we got something special for this 300 episode coming up. Pay attention, man. I'm going to say it again. Pay close attention. Until then, man, enjoy the show. To do what the business is.
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. RJ Carrots.
RJ Carrots.
I swear I'm on a roll. What? I've been on a roll all year. This shit is crazy. How long will it go? Who knows?
I don't know. RJ Carrots?
Yeah.
What about Brussels?
You don't know who RJ Barrett is?
What about Brussels Westbrook?
You could have gave me that one off air.
Russell Westbrook.
You could have gave me that off air, and we could have used it next week, dude. Hey, instead of taking my shine.
My bad.
Animal underscore Brown, if you're looking for me on socials.
I am Spike Lou on the Twitters and the Instagrams.
Producer M Extra, what's goody?
It's your boy M Extra, M Extra 3 on all things social media.
Lou, what you have on deck for the weekend?
It was slow motion. I had date night, man, and I reached out to M Extra over here for like, hey, man, give me a...
Y'all went on a date?
No.
Watch out.
Man. Let me finish, then we could get to the point. Come on, man. So I was like, yo, what? Give me some nice spots, Atlanta native. I know why they call him M Extra now. Nigga sent the list of 150 restaurants. And it was labeled M Extra's Atlanta Restaurant Tour.
Oh, my God.
It was three texts. Like, they came back to back. So
did you try one, though?
I did try one. I did not try one of them, actually. I went to Pearl Lounge on Peter.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You did all that to go to Pearl?
I did. They finna close there. Did you know that? I mean, the whole... Hating. Shout out to the people at Pearl Lounge. They showed me a good time. And they finna close that whole strip on Peter Street.
I heard it.
Yeah, they're turning that to like a residential instead of an entertainment district. So, man, Atlanta people know what we're talking about down there on Peter Street.
Yeah,
they shut it down.
A lot of redevelopment.
That's unfortunate. What you have up this weekend?
Hit the movies up. Saw Shazam. Mm. What? No, it was a very entertaining movie. It didn't even have touching moments. No, it was pretty good.
Had touching moments.
It did. It had very touching moments.
Was it better than The Shack? Better than The Shack Shazam?
I've never seen Kazam, which is what
the
movie that you're referring to.
It's not the same thing.
No, not at all.
I thought it was the same thing.
Hell no. But no, this was pretty good, though. But other than that, I didn't really do much of shit. I was chilling like a villain on penicillin. And Extra, what you get into?
I was low-key as well. Yesterday, I got with the fam for Easter. So I went to my parents' house.
Eat your suit ironed out?
No. My aunt's crib, ate, drank, and was merry.
Merry Easter, nigga.
For sure.
That's what it do, man. Let's get to this hip-hop shit, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Let's go.
First things first, Nicki Minaj, man. She's had a rough couple of months.
Years.
What?
Last couple of years. Yeah.
We'll say 15 to 18 months, give or take, man. She's had an album delayed. She's had a canceled tour with Future. And then most recently, man, technical difficulties at Coachella. People could not hear her. She was pissed. She has now parted ways with her management, led by former Lil Wayne manager, Cortez Bryant. Mm-hmm. She's now under a new team, new regime, ready to bounce back. My question is a big, little, or no deal?
This should be a big deal. Nicki Minaj is still an A-list star, and her still being an A-list star, regardless of the last turbulent 18 months that she's had, she still has an opportunity to be in a lane that no one else is in. Cardi's still kind of new to the game. She sprung up a lot of brand new female artists, and Nicki Minaj can still kind of changed her trajectory as far as like shitting on the other ones and give them like the blueprint of how to be this successful in the rap game. Nicki Minaj is probably one of the most successful female artists ever, and that wasn't by accident, that was by talent. So she could start laying out the blueprint as opposed to battling all the other female stars like she has in the past. Kind of like extend an olive branch to all of the female stars out there, do her female unity type thing, and brand her management on that moving forward. That would put her in a space that we don't see existing right now in hip hop, like where you have a Hove and you have a Diddy. She could be in that place because she's been in those spaces. She's made that money. She's had that success. Now she got to like turn the corner and not worry about petty rap beefs with Cardi and shit like that, and put herself on another level and provide a blueprint for younger female artists.
Yeah, and that's stuff that we've been saying on the show for the past 5-6 years. I think if she's smart and if her management team is smart, they will take that approach. Now, however, here's the thing. She has to be with that. She's calling herself, her last album was called Queen. Do queens reach down and talk to and pick up Megan Thee Stallions? And do they do that? Because would that fit her brand?
Daenerys Targaryen does, Breaker of Chains from Game of Thrones. She does that.
Never heard of it. I don't see that happening because I don't think that she's willing to do that. Her management can talk all they want. She's still mad at her Coachella shit not working. We still don't know why her and Future had a whole tour lined up and all of a sudden they got scrapped out of the blue. So things of that nature, I don't know what's going on. Now, she does have a new tour with Chris Brown, which is a pretty big deal.
Who headlining that tour?
That's a co-headliner.
Okay.
Because they're two different genres of music.
Chris Brown.
No, they're two different genres technically. So that's co-headliners, but and that's a move in the right direction. That's a big tour, clearly. That's bigger than her in Future.
So you saying
I don't know.
By her being queen, right? She's not. What I see is she don't want to reach back, and she has no interest in doing that, even if it would mean bettering her image.
That's not a part of a queen's brand. That's what I'm saying.
That's not Nicki Minaj's queen brand. That ain't a part of hers specifically. Because just what she put out there, you don't think that she's willing to do so.
No, I think it would have happened by now. And again, there's a whole crop of people to choose from.
I don't think that her back has been up against the wall. You're at this point now, you're switching management, you're coming off one of the biggest concerts that you've had in a long time, your mic didn't work, like now your back's against the wall. Like we've been waiting on, like even with the Queen album, it came and went. Cardi took her thunder. Cardi like shook the Grammys. Like she has to start like carving out another path if we're going to start remember Nicki Minaj for being one of like what she should be remembered as is like one of the best. But right. She's like writing this, what you're saying now, oh, I'm the queen, I gotta shit on girls and I gotta do this and I gotta put myself on this level and let y'all know that y'all are down here on this level. That ain't gonna get her to the next level.
I agree, but the history tells us that
she can't do that.
She'll skip the feature for Cash Doll, but we'll go to
Ariana Grande.
She'll do that. She'll do the Katy Perry song.
But Cardi will do both.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So if Nicki is smart, then she will kind of rethink things, take the Drake approach, and she only had to do it a lot. Once every 7-9 months, just jump on somebody's hot record. It's easy. That's how you keep yourself relevant. It's the same formula that Puff do, same formula that Drake does. It's very, very simple. Listen to us, Nicki. Actually, hire us as management.
I'll let you go, Mixer, but I got a question based off that.
Okay.
Actually, Cardi was supposed to have a song with Cash Doll, and she took Cash Doll off the song a while ago.
That's fair.
So let's not. I don't want to compare Nicki and Cardi so much, where you should do what Cardi does, because Nicki shouldn't have to follow any Cardi blueprint by any means.
No.
So
she shouldn't, but she does need to peep and see what's working.
Shouldn't,
though.
But she does at this point. She does have to follow some of Cardi's blueprint at this point. She does need to be more relatable. Like,
well, that's
Cardi.
Not Cardi's blueprint though.
Cardi's more relatable.
Just because Cardi, she's making it look like hers right now. Like when you talk about people that are authentic and real. Like everybody gravitates toward them. And A-list star, you're talking about Cardi and. Animal Brown says all the time, you can't have two females at the top. So the blueprint to be a successful female artist right now is Cardi's blueprint.
Yeah, and with this, I disagree with that as well, because we tend to pit female artists in particular against one another.
Fair.
When it's not as many male artists.
We just
but
had
we know
a king.
We just Animal Brown. We know who we're talking to.
We just had a king of hip hop discussion last week, and only I had one person at the top,
there go
and
me
you
too
had
extra.
One person in the. You go two people sitting in the throne? What are they doing? Sitting on each other's lap?
No, what I'm saying. No, you miss what I'm saying. Hold on. What I'm saying is that there's room for both. That doesn't mean one can't be better than the other.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's always going to be competition.
I agree.
But a lot of times when it comes to female rappers, people, especially men, act like it can't be room for both.
No, and that's all toxic I'm saying is, I don't know what that means.
if you have the opportunity right now, right, May and you Meg Thee Stallion, okay. You got the hottest song with Big Ol' Freak.
I love her.
You can put Cardi and you can put Nicki on there. You, both for reaching out. Who you going with?
You can only do one. You can only have
do
one?
One of them. You can't put both of them on there. Right now, today.
I'm taking Cardi because she's going to have a better verse.
So you think Cardi can rap better than Nicki Minaj?
That's a hot
today,
take.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a fact. All right. She's going to have a hotter verse.
Oh, Big Ol' Freak, no. I think Cardi might be able to.
But she cannot rap better than Nicki Minaj.
I ain't saying that. Means. I'm definitely not saying that. But on this subject matter, I think I might rather hear Cardi's verse than Nicki.
I'm taking Nicki.
I'm glad.
But who would Meg take like to make the song bigger? Meg.
That's a wall. She's hotter right now, though. To be fair,
than both of them.
I'm saying Cardi is hotter.
Oh,
today.
Okay. I got you.
To be fair, you know what I'm saying. Again, we say this all the time. Whoever who's hot and who's not changes by the hour. Well, so today, technically, yes, Cardi is hotter. I'm not saying that Nicki can't
going
be.
Cardi too.
No, I'm going. No. Say that.
Put Nicki.
Yeah, I was going to
say Cardi is hotter. But she can't rap better than Nicki. No.
She can rap better too.
No, so you can't. Take Nicki, I assume.
Yeah, I'm taking Nicki.
He's not only a fan. He's the damn CEO of the fan club.
I mean, you can go. Do we need to pick flows and bars? Nicki
kills Cardi. We don't
need
to do any of that.
She kills Cardi. No, don't even get it twisted.
I like Nicki.
Have you listened to Cardi verse on the Bruno Mars song?
No, I don't. I
very
skip Bruno
ABC-ish.
Very ABC-ish.
Bruno Mars songs are ABC.
It works for Cardi, though. I will say that. I don't expect Cardi to blow me away lyrically. But right. I think what she does works for her.
Right. So she dumbed down to the audience.
And if I were Meg, I would go with Cardi. Yeah. I'd go with Cardi. 100%.
If I were Meg, I would go with me. Shout out Meg. Mm. I love her.
Nicki, keep your head up.
Nicki, keep your head up.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, it got that bad?
No, I'm just making it that bad. I'm telling her to keep her head up like the queen that she is.
Lord.
Real quick, though, is it interesting that Cortez Bryant, who y'all know who I'm talking about, dude that be wearing the red glasses and shit, he no longer manages Wayne or Nicki?
Hope he saved his money. I got other clients.
I hope so, too.
He'll always be able to eat off just those two names, though. Right. I think he'll always be able to catch young, bubbling artists and be able to get them to a certain point just with that resume.
Yeah, he's a veteran. Dude.
So he'll be okay. True. He'll be okay.
All right, man. Speaking of Nicki, let's talk Meek Mill. the Philadelphia artist took to Twitter to say he was done with IG. He deleted his Instagram for the foreseeable future, leaving behind 16 million followers in the dark. Now, my question, would you advise artists to take breaks on social media when you have so many people watching?
I would advise artists to do what works for them. And like I said here a couple of weeks ago with T.I., I think some artists get confused because you get a Plies that can go on Instagram and flourish. Then you see other artists and they like, well, Plies does it. He's not as hot as me. He ain't as good a rapper as me. So I should be able to do the same thing on Instagram. And it doesn't necessarily work that way.
Mm.
I think that Meek Mill has found his lane and he knows that. We clown Meek Mill for being Twitter fingers. Drake got on him for that stuff. That Instagram, regardless of how many followers that Meek had, it's not necessarily his lane. I like Meek in the prison reform lane, being on CNN, having serious conversation. It provided us some of the best music of Meek Mill's career, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't have a problem with certain people being like, you know what, the social media is not for me anymore, because it ain't necessarily what it started as. It's morphed into a lot more. And if you find yourself trying to keep up with the times, you have yourself in a situation like T.I. is in, where now Kodak Black is calling your daughter a bitch.
Right, right, right.
Now you got to go back and forth with him on Instagram. So I see Meek Mill, I think it is a smart move for him and some other artists to find their niche. If that means getting off social media, then cool.
I would not advise my artist that has 16 million followers to just quit social media cold turkey. Mm. I would advise them to go about it a different way, another approach. If you're tired of seeing the hateful comments, if you're tired of the trolls, stop reading the comments and the troll shit. Have somebody run it for you. You know what I'm saying? You can also do that. Now, to be fair, you don't have to be on social media every day to thrive, to eat.
That's true.
Kendrick Lamar's not on social media like that.
That's
Childish
true.
Gambino posts. The only time Childish Gambino posts anything is when he has something to push.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw him promote his movie that they played at Coachella. And then after that, he promoted his short films because he has a deal with Adidas. You won't hear from him on IG until he drops an album.
But see, I think he's good at that. I think that Childish Gambino is good at popping in and out of the light. I think that Kendrick Lamar is good at popping in and out of the light. This is not a knock on Meek Mill when I say this, but I don't think that he's interesting enough like a Kendrick Lamar or like a Childish Gambino to pop in and out. like, if Meek Mill is going to be interesting on Instagram, it got to be a daily thing. It got to be him interacting with somebody or make, like, his aura is, like, different. He carry himself a lot differently, and I don't think he's able to go in and out like they are.
But maybe, and here's the problem with having 16 million followers and doing and popping wheelies and showing the lifestyle and stuff. You've already kind of got it started, so now people are used to it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Childish Gambino and Kendrick ain't never started this shit.
That's true. That is true.
They let you know out the gate they're not a part of that, and they're not only like that. But it's tough when you do have that. But that's too many followers, bro. You got too many eyes on you. Now, I think he'll be back on in probably less than a week. Somebody will get in his ear and advise him, hey, bro, like, just go about it a different way. Maybe have somebody run it for you. Maybe schedule out your post. You can do stuff like that without necessarily having to read everything all day. Because I get it. It can be draining. Because sometimes a break is needed from social media.
Right.
I felt like that plenty of times. Like, okay, it's too much. And one day on Twitter, man, we're like, we're way too much shit going on. I'm like, all right, this shit ain't going to work. I got to get off this bullshit.
So
I get it. But I wouldn't advise it, though. It's just too much at stake in terms of money and shit like that.
I get where you guys are coming from. I think Meek is a big enough artist where he can do this. Mm. I mean, you just said 16 million followers.
That's a lot.
That means people are not going to forget about Meek Mill. I mean, it's not going to happen.
That's true.
So, I mean, you got, like you said, you referenced other artists, Cole, Kendrick, Childish Gambino. If you have a foundation that's set, I don't think social media is beneficial to you as a veteran artist as opposed to up-and-coming artists.
So Meek has a foundation to you that's not manufactured, that's true fans that fuck with Meek that's not going nowhere.
I think so.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that Meek...
Lately,
yeah. Okay. Like, not the Meek Mill that got crushed by Drake, like the reformed Meek Mill that just got out of prison and was on the floor with the Sixers, then went to the helicopter,
just
had the Roc Nation brunch, G'd up, like the best dressed person in the building.
Right.
That new Meek Mill has a core fan base and has developed a different persona as to where, like, I'd be kind of disappointed if he on Instagram with the money phone. Like,
that wouldn't even make sense.
That. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that no more.
I just thought it was interesting. But IG is so big.
To your point, he could keep it going and have, like, motivational things or information towards his message. And I say that, like, if he putting up the stuff about prison reform, if he putting up what he's doing and what he may need people to do as far as a call to action to help with his message,
right,
he can use it in that way. Like, it's
turn the comments off.
And we're not even, like, he ain't even got to turn the comments off, but he could just use it to do stuff that people, like, if you do go comment on it and being an asshole, you look like the douchebag for you on this prison reform post and you, like, talking about his album being trash. Like, that's on you, bro. Like, you feel that bad, that's on you, bro. Like, I can't do nothing for you in these comments. But I feel like that he could turn it around and use those 16 million eyes and 32 million it would be to look at something else.
Yeah, but his reason, did y'all see his reason?
What'd he say, man? I can only imagine.
He said, I'd be tired of seeing all the capping sometimes.
That's a respectable reason to get off of social media.
That sound like a nigga finna delete his Instagram.
There's a whole lot of capping crunch going on.
Yeah, that sound like a nigga deleting
his Instagram. Can't knock Meek on that front. It's a lot of capping.
He'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Also, people could turn this, like, every time you see somebody delete their stuff, they could turn this into something else. Like, if they want to do a press conference, it always makes news when a star deletes their Instagram or their Twitter.
That's what we're talking about.
Right. Like, I would put out a press release. Well, I'm having a whole press conference about my deleting my Twitter and all that shit one day
sponsored
out of the month.
By.
Yeah, sponsored by Sprite. I'm going to go over everything that I would be tweeting. I'm going to do this once a month. Then I may go back on Twitter. I may have another press conference to let y'all know the update from it.
Meek, like, call us. You need new management too. Here we are.
Oh my goodness.
We got you.
Dream Chaser, shout out to Philadelphia.
All right, man. Next up, Time Magazine. All right. Now, Time Magazine released their annual Most Influential People of the Year list. You know how they get down. Notable names on the list: LeBron James, Spike Lee, Lady Gaga, Michelle Obama, just to name a few. Now, ask me how many hip hop artists made the list this year.
How many hip hop artists made the list this year?
None hip hop artists made the list this year.
None.
That's how many.
Artists.
Yes, none. My question is, did they get it right?
You know what? As a hip hop head, I want to say, of course they fucked up.
Right.
But then you started going down the list of, well, who would be on there?
Okay.
And you would say, well, maybe Jay-Z. And I'm like, well, does Jay-Z influence the kids?
Last year?
I don't think that's the criteria, though.
I ain't ask you was that the criteria. I'm asking how far does his influence reach? And I started thinking about the biggest names in hip-hop, and I think that everybody has a certain pocket that they reach out to. And when I look over this list is a pretty influential list overall. Right. Like Michelle Obama walking in any room, and like people going to respect what that is. I don't know the same is happening for Jay-Z to be on a people or a time list. I don't know that anyone has taken up the influential mantle that a Jay-Z used to have when he may would have been on this list, or that a Lil Wayne used to have. I don't see that character, that image, that much sway in hip-hop anymore. We're just talking about Meek Mill getting off of Instagram because he had having 16 million followers. That's not anything that like a Jay-Z or anybody that's influential or a leader of the culture would do. They would use that or what they were upset about to turn them 16 millions into something that they could influence. Wow. I don't think that anybody in hip hop is using their influence. I mean, Drake would probably be the closest thing and the only one that I may say there was a snub, but I don't think that it's a glaring miss because there are no rappers on
there. I think the glaring miss is Meek Mill. I think what he did.
Great. That, boy.
I think what he did in the aforementioned prison reform, that made waves. Mm. That was everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's on Ellen with it.
Yeah.
He's on CNN with it. That's causing real change. And he's got big players behind him. Robert Kraft, the owner of this team, the owner of that team. Like, that's a huge push. Now, to your point, do they need this is 100 people. Do they need 30 hip-hop people? No, because it's a worldwide list. It's not just America. So let's be clear about that, too. Mm-hmm. It's a worldwide list. I understand that. But if you got the fucking Rock on here, if you got Taylor Swift on here.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Bro, then that means I'm pretty sure that there was a hip-hop person who impacted the culture, a culture, in a big enough way that they can make this list somewhere on the top 100. Mm-hmm. If not, where? Now, again, I'm not saying that all of our favorite rappers need to be. No, stop. Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I do think they dropped the ball with having Meek Mill. But that's the number one genre of music in the world now.
Oh, my God.
And I think that kind of hurts it, though, fellas, as far as it being the number one genre. Because you don't have a lot of individuals with influence anymore. You have the genre being the influence. So more people are trying to act hip-hop than they were before. Tupac was an individual more so than he was a part of hip-hop when he was living. So that's one person that I say would have probably been on this list when he was alive. Now that I look at hip-hop and you get a Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X ain't necessarily hip-hop. That's a mockery kind of hip-hop culture, but it's made waves because hip-hop is so big.
A mockery is the word you want to use?
Wrong word.
Lack of a better
mimic.
Word.
That's a mimic of the hip-hop culture, and he's mimicking because he knows that it's popular.
No, he's hip-hop culture. What do you mean?
He can't be hip-hop culture, but the reason being is that culture as a whole is popular or famous. It's not any individual anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so you mean to tell me that Taylor Swift is more influential than everyone in hip hop right now?
Yes. I 1,000,000%. I
don't, but hold on. Only thing is, I don't follow enough Taylor Swift to know what she's got cracking for this last year.
Well, not even let me rephrase it.
I would respond to your question and ask you, who do you think in hip hop is as big as Taylor Swift?
Well, when I say influential, if Taylor Swift deserves to be on the list, somebody from hip hop deserves to be on the list.
Listen, if Taylor Swift.
Meek Mill is a great example.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If you're going to say Taylor Swift, Drake. Influential as Taylor Swift?
Well, how about this then? Maybe people that we're speaking of use their influences too lightly. Because if Taylor Swift tweets something or says something, 23 million people, however many followers she has, it affects. Like when Kylie Jenner was talking about Snapchat.
Right.
Snapchat stock went down.
Rihanna did the same thing. Rihanna's hip-hop?
No, she's not. Stop.
We're talking about rapper.
Okay, now if you're talking about Rihanna,
culture,
and
she's hip-hop
Beyonce
culture.
And people like that, then yeah, they should be there. Yeah. I don't think Rihanna's hip-hop culture, and that's not taking anything away from
we're
her.
We're talking
she's
about
pop.
Rappers, though. We're
she's
about
I got what you're talking music. About, but she's a part of the culture.
She's popular music, though.
She's a part of hip-hop
if
culture.
If I'm speaking of a rapper, what rapper could do what you just said Rihanna or Kylie Jenner did?
Drake.
Can Meek do that?
I just said Drake.
Drake can do it.
Meek for sure.
Drake kind of loose with his anyway.
He just hasn't done it, though.
He kind of loose with his anyway. Drake, like, he's accessible. Like, Drake being the comments and, like, he interacts with people. So I think that kind of takes away a little from his influence. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. I just think it takes away from it. When Kylie Jenner says that, when she responds to the, well, I'm not as independent as they say I am on the cover, like, that makes waves. Drake responds to a lot more stuff. We were just talking last week about him responding to this guy saying that he was a culture vulture that we wasn't never even heard of.
The question asked me.
I'm saying that waters down your influence when you do stuff like
it
that.
It doesn't. No,
I would say, and this is a yearly thing, so it's based off of what happened last year.
Right.
So if I'm thinking, is there someone that made waves that crossed over outside of the culture, it has to be Meek Mill. That's all I'm saying.
He's a front runner.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He needs to be there. It's somewhere on the list. 60, 70.
Yeah,
soon.
We don't have to be the number.
Khaled was
top
on there.
10.
Khalid was on
Khalid
there.
Was
he's
on
an R&B
Is he hip-hop culture?
He's a pop R&B
If we
singer.
Call her Rihanna part hip-hop culture, Khalid hip-hop culture, right?
When I say a part of the culture, Rihanna has many songs with many rappers. She
it's
came
Khalid,
in with one
Khalid
of them.
Hip-hop
I don't,
culture.
He's new. I don't know. I mean, he could. No, some people.
Now you don't know.
No, some people would consider
Get out
him.
Of here.
Yeah, he's part of the culture.
Culture. Khalid's on there. Let's show some
respect
to Khalid.
I think R&B and hip-hop are very intertwined. So when I speak it's of the true. Culture, I'm speaking about both.
Okay. So Khalid is,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Just because there's a flat top, guys. That means he's part of the culture.
And he's
yeah.
black. He's black, too.
That's true. I forgot he is black.
Why not? So he's on there? He's on the list?
Yeah, Khalid on the list.
Yes.
And he's young. Like, Khalid, what?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out not, to Khalid. We definitely don't want to disrespect him and act like he ain't a part of the culture. So.
But we were specifically speaking
rappers.
Yeah,
I just wanted to bring that around to him.
That's
we
fair.
We do want to acknowledge him being on there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Meek Mill should have been on there.
Taylor Swift.
Before we get to this music break, let's take it up top. New York. Now, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road has been killing Billboard lately.
Smashing
the charts. But everybody's not a fan, all right? Dave East took to social media calling the song whack. As a matter of fact, he said, put a cape on it, it's super whack.
That was super whack.
No, that was super funny. I got that fucked up. I can't wait to use that.
You look like the nigga that we use that. Put a cape on it,
dinner party.
The internet promptly drug him for the comments.
Yeah.
Should East have kept that to himself?
Yeah, man, you got to. Like, it's another one of those Kodak Black songs. It's okay not to like the song. It's not even hating not to like the song. That's cool. It becomes a problem when you make this whole dissertation about it's not being hip-hop and you're getting on your IG Live and you're interacting with people about why the song's some song. Like, bro, you haven't accomplished enough in the game to be like, this ain't that. Because people are looking for you to put out classic album and dope bars and like tear down the summer. Like right now, Dave, he should be shining, not because he's commenting on Lil Nas X, but he should be shining because he just put out a tape. Like it's quiet.
Yeah,
it's a perfect climate for a nigga like Dave East to hop on that beat and like kill it. That's the number one song in the country. As opposed to going to IG and griping about your frustrations, maybe that's why Dave East ain't where we think he should be as one of the top rappers in the game, because he got the bars, he just don't got the procedure.
Do I think he should have kept it to himself? I don't, actually. I think he has the right to voice his opinion. Now, what I do think he should do is relax. Dude, the song is not to be taken but so seriously. Like, it's a fun record. It's okay. I get it. New York hip-hop. Those guys are very serious about what goes down in the culture. I understand. Ebro, these guys take the shit super serious, but they need to relax and calm down and look at it from an objective perspective. It's a fun record. It's not meant to be etched into the fucking Mount Rushmore bars of Hall of Fame, dude. Like, it's not that type of record. And actually, I think if they sat with it and actually listened to it, they'd have fun, because it's actually a solid record, because I didn't get it at first. I ain't understand. I sat on here, I thought it was a parody. I ain't even listen to it. I saw him dancing at the fucking Atlanta Hawks game with the cowboy hat on. I thought he was just being silly.
Shaking it.
Yeah, but he's a kid and he's having fun with it. And I think people need to relax and just not take it so serious.
I don't see the same energy when Post Malone comes out with new songs. Like if Post Malone called Dave East for a feature, he gonna hop on his song because he know it has the potential to go where it's gonna go. So they can kill me with the it's not hip hop shit. They accept everything else. Like, I seen what Ebro said. Like, Davey's got it right. Yeah, you have a right not to like it. That's absolutely cool. But when you start hating and telling niggas what ain't hip hop and this ain't what you should be rocking to as far as the culture, like you said, relax, nigga. Like, we don't want to hear that from you, bro. What we want to hear from you is good music, because we're lacking it right now.
Yeah, I see.
If you were putting out dope ass tapes, niggas wouldn't care what you had to say, because they're going to be like, you know what? Davey said some stupid shape shit, but that last tape was banging. They can't say that now, because it ain't no Davey's music nowhere.
Right. Yeah. Now, and I did see Lupe commented on Ebro's thing and said, bro, we don't need you to speak for the
we
entire
don't.
culture.
And he's right. I I rarely agree with Lupe on this podcast, but he's absolutely right there.
Lupe's a smart guy.
Yes.
And he makes a lot of sense too a lot smart of times.
And we'll wrap everybody the fuck out of the building.
Here we go.
Facts.
That's
Hung
a fact.
Fu Kenny. Well, I mean, do you want to hear it? Like, are you going to want to hear him rapping everybody out the gym, though?
Yes. Big time.
Next question.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's like, of it's course. Like, it's like
Lupe's
like,
first two albums were phenomenal.
He's got a classic debut.
Yeah, for sure. But this whole thing is, he has definitely has the right to voice his opinion. You're 100% correct. But people also have the right to reply to your
shut
dumb
the fuck
ass.
Up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, people have that right as well. So he's more than welcome to voice that, and they're more than welcome to do what they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple.
He's more than welcome to not like the song. He can think it's whack and everything.
Yeah. People like what they like.
So, that's fine. Yeah.
What makes you go to IG?
Yeah, like, that's the thing.
Like, because it's so popular. Point? He's probably, I'm hearing people riding down the street listening to it. I'm hearing that come out of cars and everything.
It's the number one
thing.
Song in the country.
I understand. That's why he's saying something.
Yeah, like, but said, you ain't got no friends, bro? Yeah. Like, you got to go to IG. Like, you can't call a nigga and just be like, man, bro, I don't like it, Lil Nas X. Like, you should be able to talk to one of your homeboys about that, man.
This man in the back of a Uber, Thomas.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all think this song is, nigga, what?
Hey, I think he's taking it too seriously, though. I mean, niggas got to be so stop being so tight.
Yeah,
maybe this is the culture we live in. He knew that was going to get a reaction. He knew people were going to call him a hater. He get the trend on Twitter for a day. He ain't put no music
it's
out.
It's a sad day
it's
we
sad
live
time
in.
We live in, but yeah. That's what we are.
When you're doing shit to be trending for a day.
At least I was trending.
Yeah.
Question about the Lil Nas X guy, though. Mm-hmm. What's more likely to happen? He be a one-hit wonder, or he go on to have a above-average career?
Somewhere in the middle of that. I think he'll have two or three more songs, but I don't know if above average is what we're going to call it.
One hit wonder or above average in Mextra, if you
man,
had to call it
I wish
it
him
today.
Nothing but the best, man. That's my answer.
Okay, if he continues to be this creative, then yes.
Yeah, because it's definitely outside the box.
So this will be his lane now? He'll be the guy that makes the kind of
country
genre blending?
We don't know. Like, it'd be something like Duval. Duval found his pocket.
Mm. It took him a long time, too.
It doesn't matter. He found it. Mm.
Like,
do y'all take Duval seriously as an artist?
No, I seen one other song. Well, he do a song every year.
It took a minute for him.
I take him more serious as a comedian, though. Being
an artist, that's his standard profession, but he's in the studio with real producers.
The other Lil Nas X song that I heard was kind of like on some reggae, like Caribbean type.
Yeah, I heard two Nas X songs.
What type of artist is he? Do we know?
He just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks.
I think we sometimes get in the habit of trying to pigeonhole artists. So what are you? He just making music.
Oh, so you just think he'll be able to just.
If he's doing those cross genre songs, he has more in store. Let's make music. He don't have to be pigeonholed to one genre.
I have a feeling y'all want to say one hit wonder really bad.
That's what you want to say.
I hope not.
I'm really optimistic about the little guy.
I'm optimistic too. I like the other two records I heard. They actually sounded like decent records. They weren't trash.
I wish Lil Nas X the best.
Keep doing your thing, Lil Nas X. I still hate the name. what's the song break we got, dog?
Yes. It was a Saturday over the weekend. It was a title exclusive released. Bun B and Static Selector. And this record that we have, it is Bun B featuring Big Crit and Talib Kweli off of that Static Selector and Bun B album. Mm. Check it out, title exclusive.
Let's hear it. Time flies.
I rep PA as a city, Texas as a zone, the South as a region, always say what I believe in. Ever since I started rapping, trying to spit this game, I look back and see some shit just change, man. Nowadays, people just ain't got respect no more, and they do anything just to get a check, oh no. Tell the cameraman to please make the effect slow-mo, cause what these other dudes is trying to do is just so-so. No, I'm trying to keep the Southern thing where it ought to be, without really giving a damn what people thought of me. This rap thing in my veins, it's in my arteries. So if I happen to step on your toes, hoes, pardon me. I'm just trying to rip the culture if you don't mind. You might think you want the smoke, but you don't want mine. I tried to tell them, but it didn't penetrate the cerebellum. Shit, I got a bridge in Brooklyn, I could sell them, man.
Time flies, but I stay the same.
We are back. That was Bun B featuring Big Crit, Talib Kweli. Time flies. How you feel about that, sir?
I ain't here for that. I ain't like Crit verse. I ain't like Bun verse. I think this is the time of year when artists like this should be flourishing. And the beat was cool. It was cool music. I just don't think any artist stood out. And this should be a time of year when they are standing out because it's so slow, such a heavy time in hip-hop last year. This was a forgettable Crit verse. It was a forgettable Bun B verse. It was a forgettable Talib verse. And there's nothing overshadowing artists like that right now. They should be flourishing as opposed to putting out music like this.
The song was some little cool. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't get to hear this whole project because it is a title exclusive for some reason. Bun B feels the need. No, I don't. I have Apple Music.
Support
I
black.
Have,
business,
I have both.
Man.
Hey, listen. Everybody's not able.
Extra, folks.
Listen, the song was cool though.
It's like, for extra.
It wasn't. It wasn't really nothing to ride home about. Talib Kweli versus some slaw.
Man, this is.
I like Static Selector though. He got them beats. I like the project he did with Crooked Eye.
Yeah, this whole album is called Trill Static. Again, it's a title exclusive for now. I'm sure it'll be released to other outlets soon.
Not Illmatic.
Trill Static.
Not Illstatic.
Trill.
But Trill Static.
They're bringing.
It's about time for Bun B to hang that Trill word up.
Nah, man, keep it. Why?
I'm sorry, man.
See, this respect what I'm saying,
to
like,
much respect to the OG, man. I love Bun B. He raised me, man. Riding Dirt is probably my favorite album of all time. But that Trill word is
why? Why you gotta put it up? It's hip hop, man. Like, y'all ask when, other genres to retire things.
I have a better question for you.
Why?
When are you using the word Trill? Let me ask you that.
That has nothing to do with
it. It got everything to do with it. Nigga, you never say Trill. Nice. Why are we calling albums Trill Hit It, Trill Static?
It's like, played out.
That's his mind. That's his done. What? That's his.
He does that for every album.
That's him.
That's what I say. It's time to hang it up.
I'm good. I'm good on it. I'm going to be real.
I think this whole project overall is a really good, dope blend of South and East Coast music, if you're into it. All hip hop heads, which clearly I might be the only one on here.
shout out to Bun B, man. I know but this doing a dope project right now.
The song with Method Man is real hard still.
Oh
Trill.
My God.
See what I'm saying?
Oh my God. The song Wu-Tang with Method Man.
Wu-Tang haters, yeah. And Graf is on that.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm gonna skip that. I shout out to Bun. Bun's a legend and everything, but I'm skipping
this
that.
Album is fire, man.
Shout out to Bun B. Good luck to you in the Gumball 400 this year.
All that. All right, man. Topic of the week. We're talking festivals, man. It's festival season. All right, we've already had the Dreamville Festival. We've already had the Something's in the Water Festival. Has that already came out?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I think it's this weekend.
It's on deck. Yeah. Something's in the Water Festival is on deck. Y'all know the Made in America shit, the Coachella shit. There's a ton of festivals if you want to get your fix, Broccoli City. We can go on and on forever today. We're going to break this down into a couple of categories. First question for you, we're going to speak about the most recent one, which was Coachella over the weekend. Kanye had a performance Sunday. He brought his Sunday service to Coachella. Grade Kanye's performance, letter grade A through F.
He gets an I for incomplete for me.
What?
Incomplete. Like, I tuned in. I got like 6 minutes of Gap Band instrumentals through a peephole and I was out. So he gets an I for incomplete.
Oh, incomplete on your part.
Yeah, on your part. Oh, okay. So let me speak for some people who actually saw the performance. He gets a B plus. Kanye always comes through, you know, doing something different, unique. He brings a new flavor to everything that he does. It's thought put into the shit. I can always respect it. I actually thought the Gap Band instrumental shit was fine. I thought it sounded good. He actually ended up doing some of his own shit. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of celebrities out there. Ty Dolla $ign was out there posted up with him in that hot ass poncho. Chance the Rapper, 2 Chainz. Some of his good music people, Teyana Taylor,
DMX.
070 Shake. DMX ended it with a prayer. It was only right. We now know what those Sunday services were going on Twitter. Those were just basically practices leading up to this. I thought it was cool. He did something different. Did it in the middle of the mountain on the hill. He doesn't do the typical, whatever, the hill, mountain.
This nigga trying to make whatever it Moses. Was.
Listen,
did
I thought.
He part the Red Sea too, nigga, when he was doing
on
it?
On the mountain.
He might as well. He was on top of a mountain. I thought this shit was dope. I didn't bother. The peephole stuff didn't bother me. If you were watching it on an iPhone 5S, then I can understand why you were upset. I, however, watched it.
Shots fired?
A comfort of my home on TV.
Sounded like it. Shots fired?
I watched it on a TV, and it looked perfectly fine to me.
I had it on the 60-inch. I'm not checking. I'm not checking for Kanye West.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah. It's standard in today's home, 60-inch TV. You know. No, I'm just not. I just ain't checking for Kanye West, though. I ain't here to sit through 23 minutes of that.
So you went into it with bias?
Yeah, clearly.
I know. I went into it not expecting to hear anything life-changing or anything of that nature. Or actually, okay, I went into it not expecting it to live up to the hype as Kanye West usually does not for me.
Right.
So when I get a peephole and a choir and a gap band instrumental for 6 minutes and I have no explanation as to what's going on, I'm not invested enough in Kanye West to care to stick around and figure
that's
it out.
That's the Sunday service people coming and sitting down. That's the music they play when you walk into church and you're waiting on the procession to start.
That's cool. Like, all of that's fine. Like you said, you're invested in it, and that's fine for you.
I'm invested in the culture. I watch
everything.
You're
invested in Kanye West.
I watch everything. Get out of here, man. Nigga, I watch Childish Gambino performance. I watch Kid Cudi's performance. Yeah, I watch everything.
You're invested in the people and you like. Like I'm saying, if that was someone who you weren't invested in as an artist, you would change the channel like I did, nigga.
But you like Kanye though. You just act like you don't.
No.
That's not true.
You just
at
don't
all.
Like because
you don't like Kanye at all.
Yeah, I like old musically Kanye. I don't like anything past.
You don't like the new Lost.
I don't like anything past Graduation. I say that.
Stop. You like really? Beautiful Fantasy. See, that's what I'm
talking
about.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I don't like anything past My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Okay. Like I ain't big on anything else beyond it.
What's the letter grade, man? What you give
it? There's so many. I give it a C minus.
Jesus. You're hard on my boy.
Because I hate when people, here's the thing. I hate when people like Kanye does something and people say it's genius just because they think it's different.
I didn't see one person say that was genius, but go ahead.
Jermaine Dupri did. He tweeted about it, and I heard other people say that. So what I'm saying is you have people. Now, first of all, the white people look lost during this performance. Let's say that. The crowd looks a little lost.
It was black church shit.
Yeah, they look completely lost. They didn't know what was going on. Not to mention, it's very cult-like with all these people in these oversized, terrible-looking fucking clothes. Mm-hmm. We'll get that in a second.
It was church.
What?
Church, cult. Same difference. Go ahead.
Wow. It's not the same difference.
Tomato, tomato, guys.
That was animal.
What's the difference?
It's very cult-like to me, which is a little weird. But Kanye likes to do weird things. This whole colorful
the hair and shit.
Cotton candy hair he got for a 40-year-old man. I'm a Kanye fan, but I'm just keeping it real. Like, come on, dog. Like, we get it. Like, it's just... Sometimes it's just a scream for attention with Kanye West for me. But the performance wasn't that bad. The peephole was trash.
Nothing wrong with that.
That was trash.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you couldn't use all those 60 inches on if you got a peephole you're looking for. And that's whack.
The peephole like 16 inches is to make sure that you're focused on what it is in front of you and to not let the distractions of the outside world deter you from the positive vibes that were going on.
The only distraction was...
Wait, you hear that? That's investment.
Right.
That's you a breakdown.
That's you invested in him because you care about him as an artist.
That's an explanation.
On the other end, someone could say, all he's doing is, okay, well, what pissed black people off when he did the Trump stuff? Well, what are most black people in America connected to? Religion. All right, well, let me go to this church, religion, choir type thing that mostly everybody that I pissed off will relate to, and let me try to bring those people in. That's someone who's not invested could say that.
He made a song called Jesus Walks 20 years ago. He had an album called Yeezus. He's been doing religious shit in this entire time.
Yeezus is not religious.
It's a play on. We know what that's a play on.
Sacrilegious.
It's also a play on him trying to gain back the fans that he lost.
Yeah, it's just him doing a performance.
I don't think he went. I was distracted by these vagabonds jumping around and dancing in these weird-ass clothes. Like,
no, it was a solid performance.
Fuck out of here with these clothes. Can we talk about this bullshit ass merch that he had on?
The merch was trash. The new song he played was trash. Like that wasn't a good song. I don't know what that was. It sounded like a gospel song.
This man had.
I mean, he just did a church service. Why wouldn't he have a gospel song?
The song wasn't good, though.
No.
At the end
of
the day.
And then he had these socks. Oh, my God. This man charging $50 for a pair of socks.
Nah, hold on
now.
That
said Jesus walks.
I ain't mad at him charging for the socks.
The niggas will walk that off-white shit like it's nothing, and them hunting $50 socks. It'd be the same socks. You can charge what you
want. This was trash. This whole line was trash. Have you looked at these clothes?
I did, because I was getting ready to cop that poncho.
So you want to be vagabondish?
No.
Vagabondish.
Nah, I can't call
that's the look.
Kanye
has
trash.
A vagabond look.
It was definitely the septon look.
The looks were trash.
The high septon
What's
look.
Up with this Skid Row look you got going on, man? Come on.
I can't do it. I just can't. I ain't
done moving on from Kanye shaking Coachella.
Yeah. Don't buy that merch. You people are dumb as fuck.
Can't do it.
Festivals, period. We named a couple. Where are you at in terms of how they're rated? Coachella, you could argue, has lost a little bit of steam.
Yes.
That was probably the biggest one. Where are you at? Are they over, underrated, or properly rated?
I think they're properly rated. Yeah. It gives you an opportunity as an artist to get out there to probably get in front of fans that you'd never see at one of your individual shows. I think a mass lineup, a mass amount of people helps widen all the genres. I think it's helped hip-hop a lot, having artists perform at places like, what's the one in Tennessee? I can't think of it.
Bonnaroo. Yeah,
having artists perform at festivals where you usually may not see hip-hop there, and knowing that the crowd that comes with it and everything work out to be peaceful. I think that's great as far as the festival mode. So
yeah.
I'm here for it. I think it's properly rated.
I say for the culture, it is proper. For me, it's overrated simply because I don't like outdoor shows. That's just an Animal Brown preference. But for the rest of the world, I get why people would stack the bread up, clear out their week for Coachella to go. I get it. It's an experience. You're in the desert. You know what I'm saying? Like I get it. They got really, really big name acts. Like I mentioned earlier, Childish Gambino was there. He debuted his movie with Rihanna. Like, they try to make big moments. Beyonce, we know what she did with it last year. So I understand the draw. It's just for me, I'm cool on it. It's so many people. I'm good on all of that.
Let me be clear. I'm 1,000,000% not going to any festival. Like, I am, like what you said, too washed. I don't got no shoes to wear. I don't even know what type of shoes I would begin to wear.
Oh, they couldn't get them dirty?
You're going to get them smoked.
I don't even got nothing, like, nah.
You don't have no shoes to get dirty?
Well, not that I'm wearing out to a festival. So, like, where's the balance? That's what I'm asking you. It's like, you want to be fresh and you want to be clean, but you know your shit going to get fucked up. Yeah. Nah, fuck that. I can listen on Tidal and have a good time. Like, man, like, I'm good.
Keep your shoes clean and not have a good time.
I want to keep myself and my shoes clean, and I'm not trying to be around 100,000 people.
Well, you niggas make me sick.
Look, I ain't going to lie to you. I wanted to go to an Atlanta United game. Because I thought it was like a soccer, like, boutique. Mm-hmm. 70,000 people, man, crowd. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to that.
You have your seats, though. What you mean?
70,000 people for a soccer game,
that's
bro?
That's a lot of people.
I'm cool.
So that's the reason you didn't go?
Yes. I ain't trying to be around 70. Like, nah.
So you don't go to football games either?
If I was concerned with the sport, then yeah, I'm focused on that. But, like, I wanted to go for, like,
the atmosphere.
I could bet.
Super fun.
I just don't want the 70,000 people soccer atmosphere yet. I ain't ready for that.
I'm
with
you.
We had a box.
Yet.
So I wasn't
We had a box. This nigga
weird
talking about
flex,
my shoes.
But okay.
This nigga talking about my shoes. You don't want to get your shoes dirty? Oh, we had a box at the Atlanta United game, though. Nigga.
We did. But you're not going to get your shoes dirty in an inside stadium.
No, yeah, no. I'm talking about, like, the festivals, though. Yeah, I'm talking about, like, I ain't going to Rolling Loud.
But
I'm
no, you said that's the reason you didn't go to the United.
No, I said that's why I wouldn't go to festivals. I'm not going to the Atlanta United game because there's 70,000 people there.
Oh, you're afraid of people.
That interested in soccer. Yeah, I got social anxiety. I'm not that interested in soccer.
No, I get it. I think it's probably rated as well. I think you get different views from people. Like, because I'm like you. Sometimes I don't want to be outside for a prolonged period of time with a lot of people. And it can be annoying. So,
and weather is unpredictable. That's trash. Yeah. Rolling Loud rained like crazy last year.
Yeah, see that's why.
That's
I want my money back.
Slow.
That's why. I want my money back.
Nah, you stuck like Chuck.
See, like, nope. Yeah.
So
I'll be hot about
raise hell, like, cause I want my money back. Yeah.
Man, that shit trash.
Now they need to do festivals that are more catered towards, like, washed, like, whatever you going for. Like, they should have a trap festival.
I'm sure there's a festival out there for you.
I'm looking for
with
it.
Lawn
like,
chairs
they might
and
have lawn. Yeah, like, they gonna make sure they got tarp down there where I can walk over for my shoes. Or a trap festival where, like, I may like more all the, like, I want to like all the artists and get my money's worth. I ain't trying to go, like, to a Rolling Loud where it's like 60, 70 artists I ain't never heard of, whatever.
But you could discover new people that way.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah, and that's cool. I could do that on Tidal. I'm saying, if they had like a trap music festival and they, like, I knew everybody on there and I knew kind of like the genre of the music
trap
was going to be,
festival.
Or a washed
that's
festival.
You
want
to tell you what I'm
like,
not going to?
The trap
music. Fucking trap music festival.
Wash trap music.
Your shoes
though.
Gonna be the last thing you need to worry about.
I ain't talking about the Migos and the new shit though. I'm talking about like all old wash nigga trap music, like 8-Ball and MJG, T.I., Jeezy, like shit like that. I go to that, but I ain't going to no Lil Baby, Migos, Moneybagg, Yo, Gunna. Like, nah, I'm good, bro. I watch that on Tidal from the safety of my own home.
I will say the trend going on lately is that a lot of artists are starting to throw their own. Festivals, like, of course, Jay with Made in America. You've got Cole with the Dreamville. Pharrell, his joint is the Something's in the Water down there in VA. My question is this, because that essentially X you out of doing other people's shows. I mean, because you're focused on yours, and I would presume that you would headline your own festival. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be counterproductive and kind of go against your own shit by doing someone else's. Is that a smart move for artists to go through the OVO Fest? Like, is that a smart move for them to put all of that effort into doing their own when they can just headline Coachella and get 8 million like Beyonce?
I think you curate your brand better when you hold your own fest. If I'm Dreamville, or excuse me, if I'm J. Cole, I would much rather headline Dreamville because I know J.I.D. and I know the rest of the people are going to be able to get their shit off, and that's in my best interest.
And they'll never get invited to any of those.
They're never going. Like, J.I.D. may not ever get to go to Coachella because it may not be a Coachella around by the time he's that big. I say that.
Has your favorite rapper ever been invited to Coachella?
Two Chainz was there, y'all.
Boosie,
just
no.
Said. Two Chainz was there.
Two Chainz was in the audience?
He was there. Oh. Y'all just said
he was there with
there.
Kanye.
All right, so look. With that being said, what was I saying?
I don't.
You were hating on Dreamville.
Yeah, you were hating on Dreamville.
All right, so if I have Dreamville and I put J.I.D. out there and I know they would never get this opportunity to probably be in front of this many people at a festival, then I'm doing that. Like, I would cater a festival towards my liking, the R&B acts that I like, if I'm a J. Cole, if I'm a Pharrell or someone like that before I headline. I think that's more beneficial to the brand.
Yeah, I agree, because it's a smart move. That's having your own platform, doing shit your own way. You may not like the way that someone else did it. Maybe J. Cole had a bad experience at one of these festivals when they said he couldn't do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Or he didn't maybe like the time slot. You get to call your own shots when it's your shit. It ain't nothing like having your own shit. Drake got the OVO Fest. We going to do it my way, our way, how we want
exactly.
It. The acts that I want.
I'm
going to
play back
saying?
To back. Yeah.
All that shit. Yeah, I'm going to play back to back, have Meek on the screen on my shit. You know what I'm saying? So I understand it from that perspective. And plus, these artists are A-list artists. Look, J. Cole not gaining one more fan by doing these other. He's already where he's at. You know what I'm saying? So there's no need. He did that to get to the level where he's at to have his own shit.
Right. Okay. And I think. Yeah. I think Jay-Z started Made of America just for that reason. Made in America for that reason, because Coachella was not for us. I mean, you have to understand, when Beyonce performed at Coachella, she was like, damn, this is the first time y'all had a black woman up here. You know, something like, she made a comment
like that.
So Coachella was never for hip hop. So Jay-Z started Made in America, and all these other artists have started these festivals,
Roots
specifically
Picnic.
Roots Picnic, stuff like that, for hip hop. And that's why I like, you know, Jay-Z's not going to headline. I don't think he headlined Made in America. Last year, a couple years, J. Cole did. But I'm saying he doesn't do it every year.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, like, and I don't think Pharrell is going to headline.
He could.
One. I mean, but yeah, it's just the thing that, I mean, Coachella was never for us in the beginning.
That's
so
fair.
I'm all for it.
For the festivals like Summer Jam, at what point is it still?
It's not really a festival. Is it a festival? It's a concert for one day.
So is it still beneficial for, at what point as an artist do you stop wanting to headline something like that and want to do your own thing? Like,
well, it depends.
What's the break off?
There's a lot that goes into it.
So, if you're J. Cole, are you still doing a Summer Jam?
Nah.
You're not?
Nah.
Well, he never.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't.
But if you're J.I.D., you do.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, what's the point where you're saying, I'm not doing Summer Jam? I'd rather do my own.
I think
is a 21 Savage. Is a 21 Savage going to do Summer Jam?
Yeah, he should.
He should.
Yeah.
He did Dreamville Festival.
Yeah.
21.
So, I don't think. J. Cole's a platinum artist times however many. Mm-hmm. Over and over. You know what I'm saying? Platinum with no features. Like, it's apparent that people are there for him. Wherever he goes, there's a subsequent amount of people that will follow.
That's good.
So
subsequent amount.
Yeah, you like that? So I believe that when you're of that caliber, like a Kendrick could do something like that. But again, that takes a lot of work to put something like that together. It takes a lot of work to put one set together. Like, did y'all watch the Beyonce shit?
Some of it.
The Netflix?
Homecoming.
Yeah. Dude, I was in and out of it. But she started working on that performance like 170 days before the Coachella. Like, that shit looked crazy. I was like, damn. So it takes a lot to put that together. You got 200 people on stage. You got a lot to coordinate just for a set.
Yeah,
so imagine what a full festival looks like with security and insurance and liabilities and all of that. You mean, you're like, fuck that. I'll just take these 8 million from Coachella, headline that for 2 weekends, and you know what I'm saying, yep. And go sit down somewhere.
And if you Beyonce, you ain't building out much of a brand, no way. Like, I'm at the point where I can get 8 million for a headline show. That's what I want to do anyway. I ain't trying to like.
She's just playing with house money at this point, because she not only does she get 8 million for the performance, but then she gets the rights to the music to make the live album.
Right.
Then she gets the rights to the documentary to sell
Netflix.
To Netflix for 60 million. So like, it's just. Yeah. That's power moves. That's boss moves at that point.
Right. And to piggyback off what you said earlier, Lou, these are when these artist-driven festivals, these are targeting their core demographic.
Right.
As opposed to I got to go Coachella and sit through 5 hours of bullshit I don't want to hear.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not fucking with none of it. So if somebody gave you free tickets to any one of these, free, you could pick one, which one would you go to? Or would you? You'd be like, nah, I'm cool.
As far as the artist-based one or
any of them, any festival today, right now. You wouldn't do Coachella for free?
I'm not. I would have went to the Dreamville Fest. Like I would have went. I like J. Cole. I'm a fan of Dreamville and the people that he had there. I would have went to that. Made in America, maybe. But like I said, this need to be all access. I ain't trying to be like, nah, my nigga. I want to be on the side of the stage
no
where they performing.
Nah,
then the tickets need to be like all access, like La Presse pass.
La Presse, you know, they don't get them Gucci skippers.
Nah, whatever my motives for not wanting to be, I'm trying to be back there.
You going to Coachella for the free if somebody offered you?
Nah, I mean, Coachella's not my thing. So
he wants, okay. if they got box seats, then he in.
Yeah,
there.
They ain't got no box seats on the hill where Kanye was.
Do they have box seats in the Staples Center? Do you have any great
people in Kanye performers dressed like boxes?
I don't know which one I fuck with because they all kind of the same to me, honestly. Like I
go to somewhere different. Like Dreamville was in North Carolina. People didn't come here. I do Pharrell's because it's different. Because everybody been to Philly.
They on the beach been to, and for on Pharrell.
Yeah, but I haven't been to Virginia. In a while. So
Rolling Loud, y'all ain't doing that.
Nah, that's too many. It's just, bro. I'm only interested in a handful of people, so it's like I'm not going there at 3 o'clock so I can see who I like to leave, then come back at 7 to see who to leave, then come back to the headline at 10. I'm way in the back. Right. Man, fuck all that. Like, so, I'm good.
If you were curating a festival, who would like headline for you?
Just dream scenario.
Yeah. What's your vibe? What's your set?
Oh, for me, personal.
Yeah, like if it was the Animal Brown Festival or the MXtra Festival. Who y'all headliners be?
Man, I would want to do one with some of like the internet artists that are popular. Like if rest in peace Nipsey.
Oh, I thought you meant
like Freddie Gibbs. I would do that level of artist. I don't need the big A-lister shit. Like I'm actually
so
kind of cool
like
on that.
Like Freddie Gibbs, Currency, Moneybagg, yo, that place.
Skip Moneybagg, yo. But you were on to something. Yeah, nice try. You're forcing Moneybagg, yo, into somebody's shit.
Shout
no.
out to Moneybagg. I fuck with
Moneybagg too, and he's going on tour with Wiz. That's gonna be cool. But nah, I'm good on that.
What's your vibe?
Mine will be
Anderson Paak.
It'll be a mix of rapper and R&B for sure. I have, because you said the internet, I thought you meant the group.
Oh, they dope too.
I will have them at my festival for sure. Anderson Paak for real. Of course, I'm going to have Cole.
Right.
But I still have gangster shit like 21 there. Like, I'll do all like a gumbo of rapping R&B for mine.
Mm. Ain't that one music fest? Is that kind of.
They don't let me curate them. I should have been. My shit'll be John Blaze.
Hey, you out there in the Birkenstocks.
Yeah, my shit'll be fire. It'll be a good mixture. And then you bring all the people together. So
fair enough, man. Let's get to this music break. What we got next?
Yes, second pick of the week is my DMV own Shy Glizzy. And this one is called Riding Down Slauson. R.I.P. Nip.
This is it.
Started bragging. These niggas took Nipsey Hussle, shit was tragic. All this pain and something you can't imagine. Riding down, slouching with a bad bitch. Laughing on the wheel, right on the ratchet. If a nigga play, you know I got a blast. Come out of my life, this shit fantastic. I carried on my old bitch, I did magic. You a hater, boy, your heart is full of sadness. Tell them internet gangsters better tag that. These niggas, they be trippin', I be draggin'. I mix Ralph Simmons with that root and I be swaggin'. Yo, bitch say I'm that dude, she never had this. She like to pull up and get this dick when I be trappin'. I do for every young nigga.
All right, man, that was Shy Glizzy, a.k.a. Young Hefe Holmes. How you feel about that riding down Slauson?
I like the hook. I feel like that he could make this a big song and make a big push to come back. I have an idea for this song.
For a video?
Period. For the song. They need to remix. They need to make this a big remix. And like people have dedication versus to Nipsey. Like you put a game with Kendrick. Like you reach out to everybody and like take Shy Glizzy verse off.
Oh my God.
Let him do the hook and just have it like a commemorative song,
like a 10-minute long song, like, just
like a dope ass song, like what you used to see, like just some dope ass shit, just you wouldn't even expect. I would do the remix like that.
I'm actually not mad at that idea, but I like Shy Glizzy on this one. I like the record. This is Shy Glizzy's lane right here. He comes up with catchy melodies. You know what I'm saying?
Good message.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a dope message. Like this was a cool song, nice vibe to it. This tape actually doesn't sound halfway bad.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, the whole project is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought Shy Glizzy was done. I'm not going to lie. It's been a minute.
He had a couple of bangers last year.
He was on the Gold Link joint.
Yes, he did.
He sauced that.
He had a song with Trey Songz that was hard.
That Gold Link song was last year?
Well, it might have been a year before that. Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah. But he's staying relevant. But that song is hot, though. I ain't going to lie. I was listening to this all weekend. Just that song, be real. That shit was banging.
Slow weekend, huh?
It was out of that Bun B. Which one you going to choose?
Yeah, true.
Young Hefe, Holmes. Yeah. Question of the week.
Niggas on the OGs.
Before we get out of here, man, we have a very unlikely pairing dropping a joint album soon. T Grizzly is getting ready to drop a new project entirely produced by Timbaland.
Oh, God.
Strange, didn't see that coming.
Nope.
Nice mix of old and new. Which prominent hip hop producer would you like to see paired with a 25 and under artist?
Ooh. I want to bring back Shawty Red Trap sound with Lil Baby. Now do a little dope little tape. I don't need like 9 or 8 songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put it together like that. I feel like that'll be fire.
That'll be dope. I haven't heard Shawty Red name in a stretch.
Man, I want to hear like just the little. Almost that era with Jeezy was in with Lil Baby back over it. I think that'd be fire.
Mine would be DJ Toomp and 21 Savage.
Toomp hard.
Woo, that would be fucking fire.
Nah, that'd be hard.
I like that.
Not going to lie, to 2 for 2. I would take Pharrell because I just think he's a dope-ass producer. Mm-hmm. And I'd put him with somebody who I feel like has potential and that could do some of the harmonizing and stuff that Pharrell would have him doing. That's Juice WRLD. I think he's a young dude that's got potential, that's got
Pharrell
hit making ability.
He'll get him where he need to be.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. With somebody like Pharrell coaching him, like you said, 9, 10, something. We don't need a whole fucking double CD. Just a little project, 9, 10 joints. I think that should be hot. Are y'all checking for this T Grizzly and Timbaland? You know, you be hating on Timbaland though.
I don't like Timbaland beats.
Man, who do you like?
I don't like Timbaland beats. Like,
who don't like Timbaland beats?
Me, nigga. Like I don't like them.
What's up?
Like what Timbaland
like
song
Kanye?
Shit?
Timbaland.
I like the respectable Kanye stuff.
Timbaland dope.
Like own up to my beautiful.
Timbaland's a legend.
He dope.
He good for what?
You like any of his beats?
I don't like upbeats. I'm not an upbeat. Like I don't like his tempo.
He got that bounce.
I respect what he does as far as like how cold he is. Like I seen him make the beat with the sounds and shit.
Yeah,
and
he cold.
The baby sound like that. That's fire.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I'm not that upbeat sound that he does. I'm not a fan of that.
Right.
I think he dope, and he dope. He can do R&B and hip hop, which is really hard to
be genuine,
effective.
The
at
genuine,
both.
What is it? 100% album.
That's a fire album. That Orange CD. Okay. That's how we reference that.
The orange CD.
That
orange
shit was fire. We have an on deck of the week coming from iTunes. Shout out to Cooley Miles.
Cooley.
He's the name of this is show idea number 3.
Mm-mm.
All right. So he said, "Dope show per usual.
Dope shirt too."
That too. With 2 Chainz's previous album, Pretty Girls Love Trap Music, with the Pink House rollout, I wanted to know, or maybe an episode on some of your favorite albums, and y'all come up with interesting ways that y'all would have the rollout, similar to the way 2 Chainz did. Keep doing y'all thing. See y'all in the rap chat. Super dope idea, Cooley Miles. The rap chat, of course, what he's referring to is on Facebook. Go join that group if you sleep. Very dope. I like that.
I like that idea.
How could you rebrand some of our favorite albums with rollouts? That's pretty dope, man. We're gonna have to sleep on that. I like that.
Got you.
We're gonna put a pin in that.
Parking lot that. Yeah. It's parking lot that.
Shout out to Cooley Miles, man, on Decker of the Week. What new music we got out here, man? What we listening to?
So low key, last week we had a lot of drop. That came out. Yeah, not a commercial artist that you only listen to, but other people that came out as well.
I missed it then.
Yeah, yeah. So of course we just referenced that Bun B and Static Selecta that came out title exclusive, Trill Static. Wiz Khalifa came out with Fly Times Volume 1.
A nice little vibe to it. Very 420-ish.
Yes. Eric Sermon came out with Vernia.
Skip.
Shy Glizzy came out with Covered in Blood.
Yep.
03 Greedo came out with still in the projects.
I tried to listen to that because it's him and Mustard. I really was just there for the production. I made it to number 3 and I was out.
Yeah. You don't like 03 Greedo?
I can't listen to him now.
Yeah.
It's tough.
That's my guy.
I like him. on some records. Let me say that.
Did he get out of jail?
No.
No, he's in jail for 20 years.
Yeah, easy.
Jesus.
Jaden Smith, I believe, is...
That's banging.
Earth is coming.
That's Iris.
Iris.
The album.
It's an EP. It's three songs.
Oh.
Jaden Smith makes way better music than I would have imagined Will Smith's son to make.
Right.
Yeah. What I've heard is cool. I ain't listened to that, but what I've heard, like, I like that Icon Living.
Right. It's old as fuck now.
The other song that he got a video to, I like that too. Like,
he make good music. Yeah. Surprisingly. And,
Asian chicks in there.
It's a Netflix documentary coming out called The Grass Is Greener. Salam Remy produced it, so it's a lot of hip hop. It's various hip hop artists on that record. I heard the song with the locks that is fire.
Yeah, I saw that preview. It's basically about how the laws of marijuana have affected
People of color.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now.
Yes. So apparently they pushed the Pete Rock back to this week.
What's the name of the
Grass is Greener.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Follow along. The Pete Rock is coming out.
I'm sorry, get back to Pete Rock's album.
Out this one. Excuse me. Friday, the return of SP1200.
No.
Queen Key is coming out with Eat My Pussy again.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. There's somebody who raps that's named Queen Key.
Yeah.
And the name of her project is Eat My Pussy Again. That's funny as fuck.
That's the name of it again, or are you just saying again?
Eat My Pussy Again is the name of the record.
That's funny name as of the album. Shit.
Yes. For the Throne, music from the HBO series Game of Thrones has some hip hop coming out. And
quick Game of Thrones updates before we get out of here, too.
And Schoolboy Q is coming out with Crash Talk, which is, I'm sure, everyone in this room is looking forward to.
I'm very interested in hearing that because that Blank Face was fire. I do not like the record with Travis Scott, though. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. The Chopsticks does not move me. You.
Queen Key looked like that. That's the name of her album.
What does that mean, though?
See, we won't do this.
That's the name of
this is Toxic Masculine.
Get it right there.
She like that's the name.
She can get it right there.
Nice setup episode for Game of Thrones. Saw my Thrones watchers out there.
It was a snooze fest. That's what it was.
What? It was a setup episode.
I don't give a damn. It was boring.
All right. My two predictions. Spoiler alerts. If you're not here for it, cut it off.
Goodbye.
All right. So I think that Tyrion learned something from Bran when they were sitting right there talking about a fire and they cut us out of there. So whatever he talked to Bran about right there is going to save them in episode 3. Also, I think that like 60% of the people that we've seen in the episode are going to die.
Or I'm dead. Good as dead.
No one gave a shit about the last 15
years. Nobody but you. You are the minority in this, sir.
What do you have on deck for the weekend?
I'm going to watch that Netflix documentary that y'all were talking about. Okay. I want to go to the Braves game, but it's supposed to rain on Friday, so we're going to play it by ear.
No draft?
No, I ain't going to the draft. You going to the draft?
No, I mean, at least watching the draft.
We don't have a first round pick, so.
Whack ass team.
Cowboys. We traded him for Amari Cooper.
Never heard of him.
Best route running receiver in the league.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, okay.
Cowboys.
It's
the nation.
Oh my God.
In here.
We've been to Dallas once.
The real.
This nigga, Philly.
Yeah. Been to Philly plenty of times.
It don't matter.
The real shit popping off this weekend is the Avengers. God damn it, I am ready.
I seen that tent outside. You taking it?
No.
Waiting.
I'm there Thursday night. I can't wait. 3 hours, I don't give a shit. 3, 4, 10, it doesn't matter.
So you're going Thursday night at 12?
Oh, hell no, I'm too washed, man. I'm going to go by 7:30.
You too washed to be going on a Thursday night?
The movie,
night.
3 hours and 30 minutes?
It's 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm straight.
That's light work.
Yeah, what is this, Malcolm X? This is the Malcolm X of Avengers? What Thanos?
Yes, it is. It's that big. Y'all saw what Thanos did.
2 weeks down the line.
Why?
Because I'm just not in a hurry like that.
You should be.
How could the movie be 3 hours? I don't understand.
You got to wrap up a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of intertwined stories.
Oh, this is the last one?
This is going to close off a chapter. People are going to die in this one. So there'll be people that had movies before this that won't have movies going
ever
forward.
Again?
No.
Yeah. Like, are big people going to die?
Yes.
Like Spider-Man?
No. He has a movie coming out next month, so no.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man.
But there will be people that are dying.
Wait.
Is I'm calling it.
Is the Black Panther going to die?
No, he made $1 billion. There's
so
no way in
hell.
We're
not going to cancel Marvel. We're not canceling Marvel.
No, Black we can't
Panther's
cancel
not
Marvel.
Die. All right, cool.
He's still
as long
in
as
there.
The Black Panther doesn't die, we good.
He going to die in the credits.
Hot about that.
Opening credits.
Be hot about that 2 weeks from now when I go see it.
I was supposed to go to, we forgot about Broccoli City Festival. Mm. That's what I was hoping to attend, but my 9-to-5 requires me to be here weekend. I got to do some extra work on Saturday, unfortunately. Mm. So I'm going to be here. That's what it is. Check out these playoffs for sure. My boy Dame Dollars is cooking.
Playoffs?
Pistons in seven.
Dame Dollars. Dame time, baby. Dame time.
Swept the first round. We just quietly building up them W's.
Who? Who's your boy?
Boston.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why are you a Boston fan?
Same reason you're a Hawks fan, my nigga.
No, I'm from Atlanta.
No, same reason
you're
a Hawks
fan. Do you even eat clam chowder?
Why you like the Falcons?
I like the Falcons. I just root for the Eagles before the Falcons.
Niggas like the Falcons got to have another team.
That's a fact.
Like, I ain't never been a Falcons fan. That's a lie. Just like
my
the
brother's
Falcons.
A diehard Falcons. All my friends are Atlanta diehard.
Shit, I like the 49ers too, because Dion went there. The Browns. Andre Rison, after he left here, he went there.
The Browns?
That's Atlanta nigga for you. That's Atlanta nigga.
You know, you don't know no real Atlanta niggas, man. That's a fact.
I know y'all ain't got a real team.
All my friends are
y'all ain't got a real team. That's what
What? You want to know why you're a Cowboys fan? Because Nashville didn't have a fucking team.
That's true. Five rings
that you Cowboys. Went in elementary school to see.
Oh, man. If you're interested in this NFL talk, please listen to the Full Sport Press podcast.
Shout out to the good guys at FSP. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. We are out of here now. Go to iTunes and rate, subscribe. Follow us on youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast. And don't forget, stay tuned. We're doing something special in the Atlanta area for our 300th episode. Stay tuned.
And
all right?
Look out on social media. We will have a survey ready for you guys on the Real Ville Media Network.
There it is, man. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.